In my life, there have been many Advents. You probably have had many Advents. That means times of anticipation and waiting and preparation. In my job, most of the major events, weddings, funerals, baptisms, change in light bulbs, call for a long series of meetings, and also the picking out of the proper light bulbs and figuring out who will donate. But before any of these things, like a baptism or a funeral or a wedding, there's a huge amount of preparation, even for funerals, which happen very quickly after the person dies. I sit with people and I listen, and we put together the bulletin and make sure the readings are right, and I listen to stories about this person, and I work on making the funeral as godly as possible. And sometimes the family wants to just, and rightly so, just say wonderful things for hours about the person who's passed away. And I really want to do that too, but I want to say, and Jesus is important to this person, and it's really important now because he's with him now. So it's a big process. It's a long process. And before a wedding, oh my goodness, before a wedding, of course, we have the first meeting with the groom and the bride. And what I'm usually saying is, well, I don't really know how to even spell the word church. What do I do? And then we talk that through. And then we have conversations about everything, money and love relationships and dealing with conflict. And we have a long preparation before people get married. And then, of course, there's the real important things about a marriage, like the little flowery things with birdseed in them that you got to make. And I have to hear about that and how the cousins hate the other cousins. And you have to listen to all the struggle going on. And then you have the wedding, and they're always like really relieved. I said, okay, I see them. I said, this is going to be about 10 minutes. All that preparation. It's not going to be very long. We're going to get you married. It's going to be wonderful. Because now the work happens for the marriage. So my preparation is not really for the wedding. It's for the marriage. My deal is to get people heading into marriage, understanding that there's more to what they're about to do than this ceremony we're going to have. And the same thing is with the baptism. I mean, we have to prepare. The parents need to know what they're getting into. There's a long period of preparation and understanding the parents' responsibilities and the godparents' responsibilities when it comes to the child. It's a long period of waiting and anticipation, and then the ceremony itself, usually very quick. The only really long ceremony in the Anglican Church is the confirmation, which lasts for days. You know, we get here, 45 people get their hands laid on them. It takes forever. But being in faith, walking in ministry, means constantly being in a period of waiting for the next thing to happen. One of the difficulties of being in my job is I'm always waiting for the next thing. Okay, we got Christmas coming up, and man, Easter's right around the corner. I got to get ready for that. Da, 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 da. And all these people around wanting to do the important stuff, and the altar guild is all ready for the next thing, and there's tons of anticipation. There's never really a time except for a few minutes to experience the actual event. But Advent is that period of time that God gives us to renew our experience of the birth of the Christ child, not only in this world, but into our lives. And we skip Advent. I kind of covered it in the youth sermon, but the truth is that we go right to Christmas. And, you know, not really Jesus Christmas. We go right to America Christmas, which is a conglomeration of all kinds of different traditions. And we get our elves out and put them on the shelves. Don't do that. Put them somewhere else. I like to hide the elf. The elf in the box, in the closet. That's my favorite one. The elf in the cat box. So what I want to ask you to do, beginning today, is to start reading the readings that come with Advent. And I'll send them out by email tonight. The Advent readings for the day. We will be both anticipating the birth of Jesus Christ, which may be for you a time to have him renewed into your life. And also, you'll hear these readings about Jesus' second coming. And I love what he said today in the Gospel of Matthew, or Mark. I'm coming back, but I'm not going to tell you when. It's going to be a surprise, which makes me nervous. You've seen that bumper sticker, God is coming, look busy. I really would like a calendar that says, and you know, you've heard this on the radio, over the last 20 years of my life, I've been paying attention to it, I've known six pastors on the radio and TV to say, well, I've done the calculations, I've read my maps, I looked at the Bible, he'll be back on Thursday at 4. And he never is. And that guy is always so, and it's always a guy, it's never a woman. It's always some guy going, oh man, I thought I had it right. Darn it, I sold all my stuff. You don't have to worry about that. Because he comes in two ways. He enters into our lives. He renews our hearts. He helps us in struggles. He walks us through life and grows us into mature people of faith. And when it's time, he will come again to judge the quick and the dead, and he will set the world right, and there will be no more struggle. And there'll be no more struggle in a way that is okay. Some of us will say, well, there's no struggle, and there's really no gain. I don't feel good about making it without any struggle. Well, you're going to get over that. Jesus is going to work that out for you. Advent is important. Advent should not be skipped over. Advent should be experienced fully. Check your emails tonight. If you don't get an email, let me know. If it's not, it'll be on the Facebook page as well. You will get the readings for Advent, and I want you to read them yourself, and I want you to read them to your family, and I want you to say a prayer every single day of Advent and see what happens when you start building up this anticipation for the birth of the Christ child. The birth of the Christ child who poured in, who pierced the veil of heaven and poured into our lives the gift of salvation. He'd taken away so much of the struggle. No longer was there a giant list of rules to follow to meet God's standards, which we could never do. Now there's only one lighthouse to focus on, and that is Jesus Christ. Enter into his courts with praise, read his word, and experience Advent. It'll make your Christmas so much better. Amen.